From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting evidence pointing to a bomb that downed a Russian jetliner. U.S. and British officials say there is significant possibility a bomb brought down that Russian passenger jet over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula after taking off from Sharm el-Sheikh Saturday, killing all 224 people on board. An affiliate of the Islamic State has taken responsibility for downing the Metrojet A321. A team of British aviation experts went to the Sharm el-Sheikh airport to assess security before any British flights will be allowed to leave the region. Philip Hammond is the British Foreign Secretary.
We have concluded that we have to change our travel advice, and we are now advising against all but essential travel by air through Sharm el-Sheikh Airport. That means that there will be no UK passenger flights out to Sharm el-Sheikh from now.
A White House spokesman Wednesday said U.S. air safety experts had warned commercial airlines months ago they were at potential risk associated with extremist activity if they flew over the Sinai. Meanwhile, experts are examining the wreckage for any signs of terrorism, while some reports say forensic examinations have revealed shrapnel in some victims. A cargo plane crashed Wednesday in South Sudan shortly after takeoff from the busy Juba airport. At least 32 people were killed. A young child was the lone survivor. The Russian-built Antonov aircraft crashed just 800 meters from the end of the runway. Meanwhile, UN experts have told the UN Security Council the warring parties in South Sudan are stockpiling weapons and ammunition in violation of an August agreement. The experts also say the government of President Salva Kiir and rebel forces led by Riek Machar have failed to implement a ceasefire. They also cited numerous rights violations committed by both sides. This is VOA News. The head of Russia's Air Force Thursday said the military is sending anti-aircraft missiles to Syria to protect Russian warplanes that have been conducting airstrikes since the end of September. Meanwhile, senior U.S. officials told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday almost all Russian strikes have hit moderate Syrian rebels, not Islamic State targets. Ann Patterson is an assistant secretary of state.
Moscow has cynically tried to claim that its strikes are focused on terrorists, but so far 85% to 90% of Syrian strikes have hit the moderate Syrian opposition, and they have killed civilians in the process.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren Wednesday underscored that view during a news briefing.
You know, they've done hundreds of airstrikes at this point. I'm not putting out the count anymore, but only a fraction of them have been against ISIL targets. And when I say fraction, I'm talking under 10%.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met Wednesday with UN Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura to discuss the process of finding a political solution. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday appointed German diplomat Martin Kobler to take over mediation efforts in Libya. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
Mr. Kobler will succeed Bernardino León of Spain, to whom the Secretary General is grateful for his dedicated service and effective leadership of UNSMIL. The leadership transition will take place in the coming days. Mr. Kobler brings to this position more than 30 years of senior UN and foreign service experience.
Mr. Kobler most recently headed the UN's peacekeeping mission to the Democratic Republic of Congo. After months of negotiation, Mr. León failed to get agreement from the Islamist-backed Tripoli government and the internationally recognized Tobruk administration to a proposed national unity government. In Tunisia, 30 lawmakers from the ruling Nida Tunis Party suspended their memberships Wednesday, protesting efforts by the son of President Beji Caid Essebsi to seize control. The latest tensions come a year after the secular party won an election hailed as the country's key step toward democracy following the overthrow of autocrat Zine Abidine Ben Ali. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi says if her party wins election Sunday, she'll take a post above president. The National League for Democracy leader barred from holding the office by the Constitution. Meanwhile, European Chief Observer Alexander Lambsdorff says so far, election preparations have gone well.
So far, our observers have reported isolated incidents here or there, but I'm happy to say that, at least for the time being, systematic violence or widespread electoral violence has not occurred, as you probably all know. And that, I think, is a positive signal ahead of the elections.
The Election Commission, under intense criticism, as large numbers of people are reported to be missing from previous voter rolls. And Canada's new leader, 43-year-old Justin Trudeau, has been sworn in as Prime Minister, ending a decade of Conservative rule. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.